The elder speaks. From our elders, we learn of personal struggles and gain traditional skills to solve the problems of today. With the elders, we can rekindle the fire that feeds the spirit and unite with the life-sustaining element of nature and the universe. Join us now for Uqaqtut Utaqanat, The Elder Speaks. Elder Lena Sauer speaks on taboos.
Ukine upina up nixangna lata kaming sibulasi ipko atatasi anasi nixangna lata kaming ukine upinrapap upinaksapap nixangna kaming nagakaw upinrapap ikani si sauling miluting si sauling kaming tano upinram sabaksanga sabak kumanya sakting aglang na kuni sabak kumi ruk to kumana khatin tamat ka sabak ta to kumana khatin ukipak tanna manna tuttu imaklu ikuglu kitum maglu na lakha angugorni tamat kunanga kitum maksani akuli luktong na layok mekit luktok tanna suni imaklu kitum maglu Kilai jago menyak siwo, upinak sapak nesang nek pata, sisaong nek pata lo, sabaga nasut kepo sibulai si kilai jago nasut puising kame fluidat moga di fluid anguni tik si fluid ana sabago nasut agleng nasak tekap di lo.
The lady that you just heard talking is Lena Sauers. She was born in 1892, we think, but. In those days, the people didn't really know the month or the day that they were born because they had no record keeping. But when the missionaries came, they start trying to determine the age of the people. And so in figuring things out from here to there and talking with people, they figured that she was born in 1892. Now she's talking today about taboos. The first one that she's talking about right now is that in the summertime when people are hunting seal and sisok and all these types of things, there was a taboo that they didn't sew or tan or scrape any caribou skin. Even the smallest skin, like nolayuk, which is smaller than a weasel, even if they tried to tan that type of thing, they became ill, couldn't swallow anything, couldn't eat anything, and they died, even though they were healthy, otherwise healthy. And because that was a strong taboo, they'd sew during the winter until springtime before they left for their camps to go seal hunting and make enough clothing so that they would have clothing in the summer until the fall time, the next fall time. Make sure that they had enough clothing, and they had to sew everything by hand at the time. So this was part of their activity in the year, always keeping mindful of the taboos that they had to live under, because if they broke them, they became sick and they died.
What's a taboo?
A taboo is something, it's like a no-no, you know? It's a rule that the shamans imposed on the people that you have to do this or you cannot do this. The things that you cannot do, all the no-nos, were called taboos.
Upinra pagu upinra yuting ukay sakon agayulak sit agyak si menyak sulu libak sa pingasot teka na si Shaoling me nole yura me inyong ngomon atik sinya nasot kema asin anang nyala kuting nuteka sinya sot so iyuminyak libo imek nakawrak iyuminyak libo inyurgo kaya nakamit kema ne sum inyuliyete angat kunon Atilik sok tahu dik saya ini uyang nak panne kunulagram kalucholuram anangan kalucholuram akangan akangan anangan panne nibasrat nukagita ko pingayok tanachim gunnobak sabagoting sinika hoting itikaman misail chasing mata lichore mating lichore kaming akangan kunulagram amang naga Akilak sa utik sa iyo ni angat ko nun. Marama ko, angat ko. Itnatiyayo kami. Merosin man, itnalutiyayo kami. Balo kapot, itnatiyayo kami. Kaya ulakating angat ko urat. Marama ko nga. Aki kami, kaya ulating itnit. Taan natupak. Pekaktot. Samara kasi utalo. Kaya natupak ito. Tiyan na sinig ang at ko ako tikakurot, ang at ko, ina tiyay ko kangit, ang at ko ako tat, ang at ko kuna, ang at ko ako lao kami, taat na kiyaw lang lao kami, ang at ko ako lao kami, at ako na kiyaw lang lao kami, niyuk si gasto, niyuk si kami tabla, kimini, unit namin, inyusak, taam na kini, unisang ito kung arawatan, ilo na tamo, ulol ako ni, Tema inyuse o laktok. Tema to inyusing inyit pakak si laktok. Islok si nye sumat noit. Aglan umigit kane. Kinyang nakta akong kapilugo. Sulu si upotilugo. Kanulugo tukot suminyasa na kinyang nakta akong. Umigit kane tema. Pagkawakida. Tukot lati siklo. Tukot lati liwo. At nangyalang liwo sulugo. Tukot siklo. Tana uwa. Angat ko teko in nasot, nakurot mo kanyak, inyunay ninyo sot, inyulit ninyo na sumakatikin na. Tunwaki na, nakurot niyo ramit, inyaktay yun eh. Inyumagla ni sumatuyaw tak sa ganit, isi inyaksin niya ako ni. Uba, marama ko, uba ko ba, ikaginit yung kotilay niya kaki kayuto na ito lipsin niya. Marama ko, Tigitaw ko ninyo, inyong naaktat, imikto, surot, tamara-mara, angat ko ko loko kakto. Ilisi marakitit ko ba nga, imikura ka ni, kito na kami ni, makatay ni, itiw nga ma, lakat ni to alawak, tinagit, ubang ni to pangmita ay nasa, tanga agi kakatakman. Angat ko sakta ko nung ni, kinya ni ulit. Tawra tayo na, tunga, Ipet yun, inyong isumatuyaw ko orak sa nga nila kanot simuli ikayuto ang ilama. Saba akang neto, taat na simon, ako sa tiyak tam na. Ang takinaga silik tuyo. Ako sa tiyak tam na. Akilik sulu ang at kumun panne inyuli niya itik sa yaming amang nga. Ito ka na. Diba na si sisawling mi, aga napakit kinikagisi. Kaya mong kakatawa, ilibakit. Tawa ko si Saling May. Tamat ko nuna. Kutulo at iplo. Tatpapanasi, tatsip si Nyanig. Naso kami. Kapsinig yung tema. Ipniko ni Kakotibong. Kutikto tila, amaklo mo panay. Kaya't nakalaw kami si kami. Tamat ko nuna si ilibak tiyon. Kaya't na isa ako tiplo. Ipnautay ni kami. Man. Tap ko wo, pekatik to konin masak. At lang nga likatik. Tap lang nga, agling na tam. Sama ko din. Tam na. Aka man. Akilak si utik sa ili ko ni. Sukra ili ko ni, lepol ko ni. Tap na sa utik ka nga. Angat ko magmik. At lang nga ilang na. At ka man.
He's telling a story of three young ladies who were making a parki out of a little skin of Nola York, which is smaller than weasel. They tanned it and they were going to make a parki for their doll. After they sewed, they went to bed, and when they woke up in the morning, they couldn't swallow. They couldn't swallow food. They couldn't swallow anything. Their mouth was just dry, and the family recognized that they had broken a taboo, because that was a sign of what they call nudaki, where you can't swallow anything, either food or water. And and you just become really ill and just die. There was a widow who was a mother of one of those girls, and she didn't have anything to pay a medicine man. A medicine man didn't give any kind of service to anybody unless they were paid. They never gave anything free to anybody. They weren't helpful to anybody unless somebody paid them. And this woman didn't have anything to pay the medicine man, so she packed her daughter and her back and started doing all kinds of things that she thought might break the taboo so that her daughter could live. So if some of you have ever been across, you probably have seen some of those stick graves, like a teepee made of wood. She walked through those, and then she built a fire on the shores of the lagoon and walked through the fire and just kept walking with her daughter and doing whatever else she thought would break the spell of the taboo. By the time she got back to town where those people were camping, the other two girls had died already, and only her daughter lived through it. And so it was really important in those days that when the medicine man was the ruling person, you might say, and imposed all kinds of taboos on the people didn't really have freedom, because if they broke one of those taboos, they became sick, they became ill, and they died. They didn't have time to say, I'm sorry, even if they were sorry, you know, that they broke it. That's just the way life was, and so people were very obedient. In those days, the medicine man, when he wanted to make medicine, used an Eskimo dance drum, used a drum like an Eskimo dance drum, and then he'd sing certain kinds of songs with his drum. And then pretty soon, he'd look like he just died, you know. It's what we call today an out-of-body experience. The spirit, the soul, has left the body, and the body looks dead. And the soul, the spirit, has gone traveling somewhere in the spirit world, looking for those people that had crossed him with the intention of giving revenge to them in the spirit world. And then when he has done that, then he would come back to his body. But before he re-entered it, people would hear all kinds of bad language, things that people shouldn't say to each other, just terrible. And she said it would really scare them. And then the spirit would re-enter the body, and then the person would come alive again. And then they did that so that people wouldn't see them doing any harm to anybody in our physical world. And so they did it in the spirit world where other people wouldn't see them. But when somebody who was otherwise healthy became ill and couldn't get well and eventually died, the people would realize that perhaps some angatuk had done their deed in the spirit world and caused that person to die. So these are the kind of things, the kind of taboos and the situations that they lived under in those days. They didn't have the freedom that you and I have today. We're so free, we never even think about it, you know. We're not even thankful that we have this freedom, because we don't realize how free we are. If we lived in our great-grandparents' day, and I think that's why they live the way they do, they really believe what the church has taught them, because they know what it was like before the churches were established. Not like us, we were so free today. We always even say we don't have to believe. But they know, because they've lived through that, and that's the kind of taboos they had in those days.
Elder Lena Sauer speaks. The Elder speaks. a program of caring and sharing produced by KOTZ, working in cooperation with the Manilok Association and the Kotzebue Inupiaq Iliscut State Program.